White. Santa Rosa, California, February 10, 1874. Dear son Clarence, our quarterly meeting has closed. I was unable to attend the meeting, but there was little need. Brethren Canwright, Loughborough, Van Horn, and your father were present, and as the brethren had not heard Canwright and Van Horn, we were anxious that they should take the time. Your father spoke twice. We had 30 at dinner, lodged 18, and fed them straight through. The meeting passed off very pleasantly. Many things were discussed and settled. Brethren Van Horn and Canwright go together to Oregon week after next. Brethren Loughborough and Cornell will work together on this coast this season, and your father and I will strike in here and there, following up the labor in new places. I do not think we will attend the Eastern camp meetings this coming season. It is of no use to make child's play of coming to California and running back again. When the next box of books come, have a couple of Edson's chairs sent, if they have not already been sent. He speaks of sending me a couple of chairs. They would be convenient in camp meeting season, handy to carry. Brother Canwright has come out all straight. He confessed that he had been all wrong. He had rather a remarkable dream that had considerable effect upon his mind. He is feeling free in spirit and cheerful in the Lord. Our brethren and sisters in California are highly pleased with Brethren Van Horn and Canwright. Next Sabbath and first day they will spend in San Francisco. We have as yet been nowhere to see the interesting sights of California. The rain has kept us very close. We shall travel more as soon as the rain ceases. Yesterday morning, there was frost on the windows. It is unusually cold here for California. Yesterday morning, a very interesting woman came to buy the picture of the Way of Life and Testimony, number 23. Said she was converted from a staunch Catholic through my labors here last year. She is a woman of intelligence. She says the priests would not allow their people to read the Bible, but now she had broken away from the Catholic faith. She studied the Bible and found it so intensely interesting. She knew not how to lay it down when she had once taken it up. She said she was very ignorant of the Word of God, but she had been reading my publications, and they made the Bible so plain she was in a world of new light and happiness and freedom. Said she felt so near to me when she listened to my preaching that she longed to come up in the desk and embrace me. Said she, I was once so rigid a Catholic, I just mocked at all the preaching I heard from Protestants. I thought them the wildest, blindest people in the world. But when you spoke at Bloomfield last year, it cut me all to pieces. My heart seemed so sinful and my hope so frail. I just mourned and cried in agony of distress. Oh, nothing, nothing could have touched me but your talk. It seemed to me God sent you as an angel from heaven to show me my error and superstitious faith. Now I can, said she, rejoice in the truth. She said her husband was no professor, but he is being brought to the light through the preaching of the truth. This case is truly interesting.